You're listening to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. This month, we feature Beverly, home to the Beverly Arts Center, iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes, and the original Rainbow Cone.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Rainbow Cone is nice, but what about Pat McGann, the stand-up comedian and the Pope of Beverly? He joins us now. Pat, what's up?
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Come on, what is this? I had never heard this. You're known as the Pope of Beverly?
No, I'm not.
That's what I'm told.
That's a nice nickname, I guess, but...
You've never heard that before?
I'm a married man. No Pope.
There are a lot of popes who are married, Pat. Look at you. Come on, you went to religious school. So what's your parish?
St. Cajetan's is where I grew up, and I live in St. John Fisher. I really grew up. I moved across 103rd Street.
I heard you filling in on WGN on Sunday, and you were talking to, was it your like middle school basketball coach?
It was my high school basketball.
High school. I tell you, I couldn't get out of the car because you were talking to him about the things, the way that they used to yell at you or things like that, and it brought back so many memories of me growing up playing. My junior high school basketball coach, I can't use the word, but there was one halftime when he called us things, and again, I'm in seventh grade. He called us things that you would be fired now for saying at a college. It's amazing how things have changed in the locker room.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing was he would, you know, tear apart the team, warming up at our basket, just make up an issue. Like, look at him coming in, warming up at our house, in our basket. You're going to take that? We're going to send him back to hell. And then, you know, bring it up. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Well, I love the relationship you still have with your coach. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And maybe that speaks to Beverly, right? That's what we're looking at today. Tell me about it.
You know what? It is really is a neighborhood built on relationships and families and so much history here. I grew up here, and I did live on the north side of Chicago after college and lived up there for about 10, 12 years. So I've gotten a whole taste of the city. We did move back out here after we had our first child. It's a great place to raise a family. And, you know, all of that has been confirmed the last 10 years being back here. And it's just a supportive place. I mean, you mentioned Rainbow Cone and the castle. It's very Irish Catholic out here.
Yeah.
And in typical Irish form, we have no affiliation with the castle. That's a different religion. I thought with the parade canceled this year, we could take the castle over.
Right.
But no one else showed up to the protest. It was just me.
So
I went to...
So it's...
'Cause you know the history of Rainbow Cone, too, right?
No, tell me.
Well, we have a bunch of cemeteries out here.
Yeah.
And I think Rainbow Cone set up shop to sell ice from the people that were coming out to bury people.
No kidding, really?
Back 100 years ago, because who doesn't like ice cream the day of a funeral?
Well, let me tell you, that sounds like Irish ingenuity to me.
When your aunt dies and you gotta get some ice cream?
Right.
That's a great move.
I wonder if the degree of sadness would impact the flavor you choose.
Yeah, right? No pistachio today. Nana's not with us.
Just vanilla for me because I just can't take it anymore. So when you moved back from the north side, did it take you a while to be reaccepted?
No, not really. I mean, I still had family out here. I mean, sure, people were wondering why I was putting gel in my hair. Well, had bought jeans in the last 10 years. You know, some of my buddies give me crap for that.
Now, wait a minute. I'm picturing there's a lot more gel in Beverly than there is in, say, Wicker Park.
I don't know. Maybe now.
Yeah.
But there was a time I remember I was living up north and I came back here and I like met my buddies up on Western at like Cork or something.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, they're like, come on, really? What are you? You got gel in your hair? What are you, shopping Nordstrom now? You know, just, like I was a big sellout or something.
Right, for the gel. So how old are your kids now?
They are 9, 7, and 6.
And is Beverly what sort, or are the kids what brought you back to Beverly? I mean, is that, you want them to be raised there?
Well, we are raising them here. Yeah, they're going to a Catholic school out here, so which is nice because they've been in school this whole year because we don't really
do science.
We pray.
Right.
We have a morning prayer, Steve.
You're not getting spanked. You're not getting spanked with the ruler, but the COVID's there still.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that we put all the pressure on the kids. You know, everyone's worried about the kids. We got to keep them on track.
Right.
It's like, what track? The track we were on?
It didn't work out so well.
Yeah, we're all idiots.
Pat McGann, who is known from here on out as the Pope of Beverly, joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Thank you, Pontiff.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thank you.
All right, nice to talk to you. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. Here's Mary.